This is an Avery audio performance based on a script by Totally Not Natalie. Please be respectful of our creative work and do not download or distribute it. You are listening to part 2 of the Strangers in the Night series, The Husband. I took a deep breath as I stared out over the stern of the ship. The waters were still calm. Shame that the passengers on board no longer were. Ever since the Count's daughter had nearly been struck by their chandelier, everyone had been in a state of near constant panic. It took them longer than me to piece it together, but they all finally managed to figure out that the killer was still on board, which meant it had to be one of them. It was hard not to laugh, watching them all eye each other with suspicion. Everybody knows that rich folk only pretend to like each other. The whole debacle had broken the thin mask they all wore. They now tried to use any petty offense to accuse some poor soul of murder. I tried to listen politely, but it was hard to take any of their blathering seriously. I highly doubted that Miss Franny had decided to murder the heiress because she once held her salad fork incorrectly. The whole affair would be funny if I had a better lead. But unfortunately, I hadn't found any clues other than the severed rope of the chandelier. If I was going to crack this case, I needed more information. And talking to the nearly dead girl wasn't an option. For better or worse, I wasn't the only detective on this damn boat, and the other hadn't wasted any time waiting to question her. I suspected that he wanted to solve the case before I did. Just like a man, every damn thing is a competition. Well, I may not have made the rules, but I was happy to play the game. If he wanted to make it a race, I was more than happy to oblige. I doubt that silly girl had told him anything interesting anyway. He'd have been better served if he went after real suspects, which was my plan. Once the passengers had finally started to retire, I was free to do my work away from prying eyes. So I set off in search of the heiress's husband. If the damn girl was murdered, it would likely be for her money, and he'd be the first person to inherit. Which gave him more than enough reason to kill her. I found him in one of the parlor's rooms, sitting on the sofa. Poor sap. Looked like he was trying to drown his sorrows in a bottle. I couldn't blame the feller. His lovely wife had barely given him a second glance since the accident. She had spent the entire time whining for her father's affection and enjoying the attention of a certain overly posh male detective. It didn't require much imagination to figure out what had happened between them. I knew, and one look at her husband told me that he knew it too. Well, the gent wasn't the only detective on the ship who could turn a few tricks. I glanced the husband up and down as I approached him. I could have tried to ask him questions. But you can learn so much more from sex than you can from lies. When I reached him, I pulled him up into a strong, passionate kiss. The dear lad didn't bother to fight it. He leaned into my lips as he opened his arms around me. He wanted to touch me, but seemed too afraid to try. I wasn't surprised. Well-bred men were always well-trained. To test him, I kissed him deeper, challenging him to take me if he wanted. but he was too meek to even lay a finger on me. Good. It'd be fun to tease. I finally pulled back and looked into his eyes. One glance at him told most of what I had suspected. He was likely some pathetic yes-man that Daddy Dearest had been kind enough to pick out for his daughter. Just some poor smug who knew how to obey orders and wouldn't stand in the way of little Miss Hearers. I doubt that the two ever even consummated their marriage. Sexless and loveless, he was a poor little dog, lucky to get whatever scraps the girl and her father threw at him. Well, at least that was all he appeared to be. Shallow as he seemed, I had to know if there was more hiding behind those damn green eyes. I pulled him back toward me and whispered, "Kiss me." He complied with eagerness, and my lips met his once more. This time, I let my tongue tease him as he let out an excited moan. But even as our tongues danced, he still refused to touch me. I guess he really didn't know how to obey. I pulled back and glanced at him again. I could tell that my kiss had at least caused something in him to stir. His eyes still looked timid, but there was a darkness in them. I could tell that he was longing for something. Most likely, revenge. Tonight probably wasn't the first night he had watched his doting wife run into the arms of another man. Clearly, he wanted a chance to return the favor. And I was more than ready to give him one. I pushed him back onto the sofa. He looked surprised, but compliant as always, he remained perfectly still. I stood before him and let his greedy eyes wander all over my body. I slid my hands up my sides and let them linger on my hips. Might as well show him where to look. As I watched him stare, my mind briefly wandered to the handcuffs that were hidden in my purse. But I decided against using them. He was a well-bred lad, and he clearly knew how to keep his hands to himself. I gave him a sly smile and reminded him not to touch me as I started to strip in front of him. Slowly, I removed my dress and undergarments, all the while giving him the sultriest of smiles. I knew the poor lad hadn't ever seen anything more risque than his wife's ankles. Might as well give him a show. Once I was naked, I stood before him and ran my hands over my waist, let them linger on my chest. I was happy to let him see all of me, but I just had to remind him that it was my body and not his. And that meant it was mine to tease him with. So, with a quick wink, I slid myself over his lap and straddled his legs. Then, I started to sway my hips back and forth. I felt my pussy heat up as I rubbed up against him. He gasped in approval. I moaned in delight and gritted him harder. Then I saw him start to lift his hand, but I quickly grabbed his wrist. "Look, don't touch, sweetie," I reminded him. He obeyed, and I rewarded him with another kiss. He tucked his hand behind his back and leaned into my lips like the good boy he was. Once I had gotten my fill, I moved on to kissing his neck as he squirmed beneath me. Oh, obedient lad, but such an easy tease. He only made me want to push him further. I gave him a final kiss and then spun around on his lap. Then I started to grit some more, letting my beautiful ass wiggle in front of him, almost daring him to touch it. But he refused to give in. So I rocked myself harder and harder. If he was going to be good, I wanted to show off. He still didn't move his hands, but that wasn't enough to hide his enjoyment. As I swayed over his lap, I felt his wet, hard cock grow underneath his pants. Poor fellow was an ass man. Pity he married that little blonde waif. Even if she would have a change of heart about him, she was a bit lacking in that department. But lucky for him, I had a few more assets and was far less shy with them. I wiggled my cheeks as I pressed myself against his cock. Might as well let him enjoy the view. Heaven knows, it would be the only damn time that he would see it. So I danced over his lap as he grew harder and wetter. When I finally thought that he couldn't take it anymore, I pushed him back on the sofa and started to undo his belt. He remembered his command and didn't bother to reach down to try to help. Good lad. I slid off his clothes and finally revealed his beautiful hard cock. I felt it beneath my fingertips. Oh, it was warm and solid and ready for me. I played with him for a few minutes. The way he quivered beneath me. Oh, I could tell he had never been touched before. I bent forward to kiss him as I kept teasing. He moaned as I started biting his neck. But that only made me want to push him further. I kissed him again and then whispered in his ear, "Just try to last for as long as you can, okay, sweetie?" He smiled and nodded. So I climbed on top of him and eased myself onto his cock. Oh, he felt so good inside me. I shivered with delight as I felt him touch me in all the right places. He gasped as he finally felt his body get what it had always craved. No doubt it was better than he had imagined. I just hoped that he would be able to hold on a little longer. I started to rock back and forth, letting myself feel every inch of him. And he moaned and bucked at trying to fill me as much as he could. But the boy didn't need to worry. He was more than enough to satisfy me, and he somehow knew how to tease all the best spots. I gasped and rode him harder. I figured that it would only take a couple pumps to break him. But I was wrong. The lad could sure follow a command, and he looked determined to last as long as he could. Oh, poor boy, he was trying so hard. I just had to give him a reward. I gave him a smile and then got off him, turned my body around. Just to tease him a bit more, I let my ass dance in front of him for a few moments before sliding myself onto his rock-hard cock once again. If the side of my chest wouldn't break the lad, I was damn sure the side of my ass would. I went back to riding him as he saw my ass jiggle and squirm. He felt amazing, but I knew that I could take far more than he could. I could push him over the edge. I moved faster, pushing his cock deeper and deeper inside of me. Oh, I felt myself get wet and ready for him as I heard him gasp and moan. I grinded harder until I finally felt him start to tremble. I kept moving myself over every inch of his cock until he finally broke. I heard him cry out in sheer ecstasy, and then I finally felt his warm, sweet cum inside of me. Oh. I gave him a second to calm down before sliding myself off him. He looked at me with wide eyes. At least, his first time was a good one. I wanted to stay and question him, but we both heard his wife calling for him from the main dining room, so we redressed quickly, not wanting to attract any unwanted attention. There was no need to say goodbye. However, as he rushed off to answer his wife's call, he did tell me one thing. She is not what she seems. I nodded and ushered him away before pondering over the information. I assumed that by she, he meant his wife, but I had no idea what else she might be, other than spoiled heiress. And I couldn't even rule out the possibility that the lad might be lying. He clearly didn't love the woman, and that was motivating enough to kill her. But did he have the opportunity? I needed more clues, and I knew that I had to find them before that damn other detective did.